Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's take a phone call before we get to our injury update for the week. Look ahead to the Panthers game. Get your extra point for the sidelines and a whole bunch of other stuff. Alex is up.
Hi,
Alex, it says you're in Loveland. Is that, what is that, Texas?
No, I'm in Rockland County, Lower Hudson
Rockland,
Valley.
Rockland, I got you. All right, I'm like, Loveland, where is that? Loveland, Texas? I'm like, I didn't know, but that's all good. I got you now. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
So, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I want to talk about solution game. It's easy to talk about the blame game, and the problem right now is you could point the finger at Bean. You could point the finger at McDermott. You could point the finger at Brady and Babich and the players, you know, and you can a judge would hear your case and say, you know, you have validity there. But at this point, it's not going to help us win the playoffs. We got to figure out solutions. Bean, to me, is off the table. We keep blaming him. Okay, he could fix it in April. There's not much we could do with our salary cap. But I want to talk about the coordinators. It was really rough watching the 49ers have a great game plan against the Falcons, a team that just made us look embarrassing. Last week, we should have lost easily 34. There was a Drake London touchdown that didn't score and a blocked field goal. So I feel like we left 10 points as a gift. But moving forward, I want to see this team figure out how to win games. And to me, the easiest way is the offense. I don't think we can overhaul our defense. It is what it is at this point. But our offense is leaving a lot to a lot of meat on the bone. We have Josh Allen and James Cook. I'd rather have Josh Allen and James Cook than Matt Jones and McCaffrey, as great as McCaffrey is right now. And watching what they did, it realized, I think everybody wants Josh be Josh. That's actually going to hurt us sometimes. Josh can be Josh in the fourth quarter when we need him, but we need to control the game. We need to control the ball and the game script. And I think the best solution is run the rock and throw the ball to the running backs and get the ball out within 3 seconds. So this falls on coordinators. I'm going to put the finger on Brady, McDermott, and Babich, and those three guys have to evolve because the script is out on the Buffalo Bills how to beat us. Pressure Josh Allen, force him to make bad decisions, and they can't stop us on defense. Just pass and run. You know, so we have to outrun and score more points as fast as possible because we're not going to be able to hold teams to under 20. It's not happening anymore. So we got it. Unless Leslie Frazier comes in and they start bringing back every Buffalo Bill from 5 years ago, it's not happening with this roster. That's going to have to wait for next year. But this year, it's all about the offense, in my opinion.
Okay, I got you. Good call. Good call, Alex. I mean, look, I agree completely. Like, if you want something changed with the roster other than making a trade, which you can do, you're not overhauling the roster. You're not getting rid of 53 players. That's not happening. You can't do it now. You do it in April, right? That's when you do it in February, March. You know, you go to the scouting combine, you go to the owners meetings, then you have free agency in March and the draft at late April. That's when you do that for Brandon Bean. You want a new GM, you want a new head coach, things like that. Like, that's not happening right now. Okay, as he said, like, even things they can do, even the GM can do, can't be happening until the offseason. Yeah, you can make a tweak here, a tweak there, that's right, you can make a trade, but what you can fix now is try to how you want to play football. When Sean McDermott said against the Patriots, really resonated with me. We played their kind of game. And the Bills didn't want to do that. They want to play their kind of game. And I asked Sean the following week on the radio program, I said, what does your kind of game mean? Right? And start, you know, taking care of the football, fundamentals, all those kinds of things. And that's right. I think every coach would tell you that. Maybe their game has to be a little bit more just outscore, right? Like a lot of you want. I don't know. Alex says, run it. Run it more. Control the game more. Don't allow teams to be on the field against your defense. 803-0550. All right, let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We are monitoring several different players this week for the Buffalo Bills who could return, might not return. We'll see what happens as far as practice is concerned. So the first day that we're going to hear anything from Sean McDermott, by the way, speaking of this, Paul says Beck Malenstein not on the ice for the Sabres. So following Paul as well for his injury update. But as far as this one is concerned for the Buffalo Bills, they have several people, Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, Daquan Jones, who did not play in Monday night's game, who are monitoring. And then guys who left the game, like Curtis Samuel, like Josh Palmer, who left the game. They're the both safeties got banged up, Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop. Then you have Matt Milano's situation. When is he coming back, if he is this week? So a lot to get to. And then you have the suspended players, which aren't injuries, but they're going to be part of all of that's baked in together with who's going to be on the roster this week. So all of that will start happening on Wednesday. We'll hear from Sean McDermott. And then the Bills will be on the practice field getting ready for the Carolina Panthers, who, oh, by the way, have a significant injury themselves, their own quarterback, Bryce Young. We don't know if the Bills are going to play Bryce Young or Andy Dalton at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. All right, let's get to your extra point from the sidelines. Something deeper into the game from the sidelines, brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And of course, there was no sidelines for me this weekend for a Buffalo Bills game, but I was very close to the sidelines, not on it, up at Syracuse University, and had a great time going back to my alma mater, Syracuse. Watch Pitt play Syracuse in football. Did not go Syracuse's way. They're having a tough go of it on offense because Steve Angeli, their quarterback from Notre Dame, who had tore his Achilles against Clemson, a big win. Now they have Ricky Collins. Lots of boos coming from the crowd. Ricky Collins, they don't want him to be quarterback. He's not really, doesn't seem like he's that good and made some pretty bad mistakes. And Pitt had Syracuse punted to Pitt with like 10 seconds left in the half. They run it back for a touchdown. It's 17-7 at halftime. You're like, oh my gosh. Anyway, all that didn't go well. But you know what went well? Just being there, being down near the field. The dome looks great, and I recommend somebody going over. If you just want to experience college football in different environments, we hear people say they're going to go to a game at Notre Dame or Michigan or Ohio State. No, I understand that the JMA Wireless Dome is not considered like a cathedral of football like a lot of those places, but it's a really interesting place to watch a game, and we were able to get down near the sidelines and, you know, say hi to some people that I knew, both from Syracuse and Pitt on both sides. In fact, Alan Green was there. Alan Green used to be the athletic director at the University of Buffalo. Now he's at Pittsburgh. He was down there. And the game itself didn't go that great, but the atmosphere and being on campus was pretty cool. So that was my extra point from the sidelines this weekend. Brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Let's take a look around the NFL and what happened over the weekend. We'll start, of course, with that game that we know on Thursday night, the big... let me go back to here. Oh, Thursday night? Which game was Thursday night? Oh, hold on. Hold on here. Who played Thursday night here? I had it right here for a second. There we go. The big upset, if you want to call it that, right? Bengals over Steelers, because it was Joe Flacco having Mike Tomlin's words come back to haunt him about why would the Cleveland Browns trade a guy they thought was good enough to be their starting quarterback to a division rival who's hurting at that position. He said, Andrew Berry must be smarter than me. Apparently, yes, because Andrew Berry... I mean, apparently no, I should say, but apparently yes. That is exactly what they did. Give the Bengals a live, good quarterback who can get the ball to Jamar Chase. 33-31 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bengals now 3-4. Steelers fall to 4-2. Rams all over the Jags in London. Man, 35-7. This game was basically uncompetitive from the start. Rams go to 5-2. Without Puka, they score 35 points. Jags could not do anything all day offensively, and the Rams had a great game plan coming in. By the way, remember last year when the Bills went to London really late in the week and everybody's like, oh my God, they went too late. The Rams showed up on Saturday morning and then they scored 35 points against a Jags team that was there all week. It doesn't matter when you go. It can have a tiny effect. You know what matters? How you play. Simple as that. Bears beat the Saints 26-14, their fourth win in a row. Saints dropped to 1-6. Could the Saints be looking to sell off some parts? Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, something to monitor. Bears, 26-14. They go to 4-2. And boy, the Browns defense all over the Dolphins. Tua, are they going to bench Tua? Are they going to fire Mike McDaniel? Dolphins 1-6 in the mix. The Dolphins and the Jets, 1-6 and 0-7. A combined 1-13 in the AFC East. The Browns, they go to 2-5, 31-6 over the Miami Dolphins. And of course, the Chiefs, 31-0. Looked terrific beating the Raiders, who had nothing going at all offensively. The Raiders in this game, though, I will say, they dropped two interceptions right in their hands, and they had a ball on the turf, easy to pick up, that bounced right to a Chief. Either way, I was just getting frustrated by it. But you know what else happened? Third and goal, Raiders stop them. Oh, holding on the Raiders. Third and goal, Raiders stop them. Oh, illegal contact on the Raiders. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Chiefs go to 4-3 after a 31-0 win. Raiders drop to 2-5. Raiders just aren't that good. Eagles beat the Vikings 28-22. 5-2 for the Eagles now. It was a bit of a grind most of the way for the Eagles. Vikings just aren't quite there. They're not quite good enough. They can't do enough on offense. 28-22. The score, the Vikings dropped to 3-3. Panthers just told you about the Jets going to 0-7 now after 6 points scored. That's between Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor. Panthers with a concerning injury to Bryce Young. It's not, it seems, long-term, but it could be this week, short-term, against the Bills. Will they have Bryce Young? Will they have Andy Dalton? They are 4-3 now. How about that? The Panthers, 4-3 after a 13-6 win against the Jets. The Patriots looked a little bit like the Titans were going to give them a fight until halftime. Then the Patriots just kind of unleash the fury on defense on Cam Ward. And they come out with 14 quick points in the third quarter. Coast from there, 31-13. Patriots lead the AFC East at 5-2. Titans 1-6. The New York Giants had a, what, three-score, 19-point lead, I think it was, going into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, it was a wild fourth quarter. The Broncos, first team ever in NFL history to not score through three quarters, then have 33 points in the fourth quarter. They win 33-32. The wide field goal, I'm sorry, extra point, the extra point that missed at the end for the Giants kills them because, yes, they gave up the big lead, but because of that, the Broncos kicked the field goal to win it from Will Lutz instead of tying it and go to overtime. 33-32. Broncos lead the AFC West at 5-2. Giants drop to 2-5. Colts atop the AFC overall, 38-24 over the Chargers. Colts are good. They are playing good football all around, and they just kind of smothered the Chargers all afternoon. 38-24. Chargers drop to 4-3. Packers beat the Cardinals 27-23. Did I read right? The Cardinals have lost five straight games in the last minute of the game. Packers win. I think that's what happened here again. 27-23. Packers go to 4-1-1. Cardinals drop to 2-5. No Kyler Murray in that game. Cowboys beat the Commanders 44-22. Jaden Daniels injured. Hamstring, I believe. He tried to come back in. He wanted to. They said no. Will he play against the Chiefs next Monday night? Not sure. Cowboys 3-3-1. Commanders 3-4, a bit disappointing for them. And then last night, a couple of you called about this, 49ers beat the Falcons 20-10. Christian McCaffrey had a great night. Go check out his highlights and stats. 5-2 for the Niners, 3-3 for the Falcons. Excuse me. Falcons dropped to 3-3 after the loss. Bills and Ravens were the only teams on byes this week. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.